We are going to talk about one aspect of home health care. For years now, we've been having health care tests that we can do for ourselves at home. And along with those, a number of devices have been available to everyone to help us manage our health care at home, which is a little more desirable than having to go into a physician's office every time you need something, although it does sometimes alert us to the fact that we do need to go, or we need to at least connect with our healthcare provider. Mostly these things are inaccessible to us. A few more devices, a few other tests have become a little bit more accessible to us. The COVID-19 kind of focused our attention on home testing and things of that nature. And of course, we've had activities trying to expand our accessibility to healthcare devices. And we're still working at that. We're going to be working at it for a long time. But nonetheless, this afternoon, we are going to learn about a method that's very helpful, very accessible to us. I want to welcome Loretta Roberts from Envision America to come and talk to us about Envision America and Script Talk.
Hello, everybody. I do want to talk to y'all about Envision America and Script Talk. Envision America, we started back in 1996, and the cornerstone of Envision America was built on a single premise, and that was to provide people with visual impairments equal access and greater independence through technology. And we accomplished this by focusing on accessible medication labels and by making those free through participating pharmacies. So we have several types of accessible labels. So I want to start by letting you know what all the different types are, and then I will do a demonstration of our most popular one, and we'll go from there. One thing I do like to let everybody know that along with these labels I'm going to go over with you right now, the original legal label will still always be on the bottle. Now, the first accessible label that we do offer is Braille. The pharmacy is able to print the Braille on a clear strip, and it is placed on the legal label. The amount of information that is placed on that Braille strip depends on how much the pharmacist can get on the strip. The strip is not very big, so they will get on there the most important information that they can fit. The second type of accessible label that we do offer is called large print. And our large print label, it's kind of like a little booklet that is attached to the bottle, and it covers up the legal label. The booklet is about 4 or 5 pages long, both sides, and we go all the way up to 26 font for the Script View large print. And then on the back of the very last page will be a QVC code. And if you have a smartphone and you scan that code, it will give you more information about the medication and side effects. The next label that we do offer is called our dual language. So dual language is offered on large print. English will always be on there as well. So whatever language is chosen, whether it's Chinese, Spanish, Arabic, what have you, the first sentence will be in English, and then it will be translated right under it in whichever language is chosen. So for the dual language, you can get that two ways. We have it both in the Script View large print or in the Script Talk audible labels, as long as the participating pharmacy that you use has translation installed. The next label that we do offer is called a controlled substance large print. So the controlled substance large print is basically almost like the regular large print, except for it gives a little more videos and information on safety for substance control medications, on how to safely take them and store them. Most common of all of our accessible labels is the Script Talk audible ones. With the Script Talk audible labels, the pharmacy puts on the bottom of your prescription bottle, it kind of looks like a little white sticker that says RFID. And basically, it has a little tiny chip built into that sticker. And that's where they program all your information on. That audio chip will read off everything that's on that legal label, including all side effects for the medication. I'm going to turn it on. You're going to hear a couple faint, low beeps. And then very loudly, you're going to hear Script Talk Station ready. And then you're going to hear beep, beep. And after it does the last two beeps, I'm going to place the prescription bottle on top of the device. And I'm going to hit the oval button on the top with the dot on it, which is the read button. And then you'll hear what the device does. I'm going to turn it on by the toggle button up front.
Script Talk station ready.
Okay. Now I'm just going to take that prescription bottle. I'm going to set it right here on the top and just press read.
Patient John J. Smith, medication, amoxicillin, 500 milligram tablet. Instructions, take one tablet 3 times daily. Quantity, 30. Prescription date, May 11th, 2016. Use by May 11th, 2017. Refills remaining, 0. Prescriber, Dr. Ben Casey. Scriptability, to reorder this prescription, dial area code 309-555-1212. Prescription number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Warning, important, finish all this medication unless otherwise directed by prescriber. Warning, this medicine may be taken with or without food. For more info, dial area code 309-585-1563. Enter code 3295.
Okay, so if you call that number at the end and enter that code, it gives you more information on the medication. And if you have any questions, it will route you over to reach out to us or your pharmacist. There is another way as well that you can listen to the Script Talk audible labels without using the device. And the device, just so that you're aware, it's about the size of your hand. You can hold it in one hand and it's a half moon shape. The other way that you can listen to those Script Talk audible labels is we do now have a Script Talk mobile app, and it is available on iPhone 7 or higher or any Android that has the near field communication in it. There are a couple other features available if you have the mobile app. One is you can either do a full scan, which you would hear just what you heard on that device, or there's also a quick scan, which is just going to give you the name of the medication in milligrams. So that would be if you know what your medications are and you just want to make sure you're taking the right stuff. And let me go ahead and make sure this volume is up. I'm going to do a scan on the phone so you can hear it.
Gina Long, John J. Smith. Medication, amoxicillin 250 mg capsule. Metrazo, take one capsule 3 times daily. Sazy, 30 capsules.
So that is if you want to do the full scan. As you can see, it's going to go through everything that you heard on that device. If you do a quick scan, this is all you're going to hear.
Amoxicillin 250 milligrams capsule.
So that's all you're going to hear if you do the quick scan. Now, the other good thing with the app, we all know that when you go to a new doctor or to a hospital or something, they always ask you what medications you're currently on. With the Script Talk mobile app, on the bottom of the app, there's 3 toggle buttons in blue. The top one is My Meds. And if you click on that, it'll show the doctor everything that you have scanned so they'll know what you're taking. The second button is Find a Pharmacy. So if you need help finding a pharmacy, you can click on that. You can either put in your zip code and choose a mileage. You can go from 5 all the way up to 150 mileage, or you can ask it to find it for you. And then the last button is a help button, which will redirect you to our telephone number so that you can reach out to us for any help that you're needing with either your pharmacy, the app, or your device.
Judy Sanders has her hand up.
Do you know how long you've been doing Braille?
Oh, we've been doing Braille for quite a while.
How does that work? Can you only do it with certain pharmacies?
Yes, you can only do it with participating pharmacies that have the Braille printer that would be able to do the Braille.
The healthcare provider that I have, that they do Braille labels through CVS.
Caremark does all three. They do the Braille script view large print, and they do the script talk.
I think they get the whole label up there. They use a big bottle.
So they use a big bottle and put multiple strips on it is what they do?
Yes.
Can you share with us perhaps some of the more available pharmacies that provide Script Talk labels?
That does vary depending on what area you're in. So it goes by postal code. All of your mail orders participate. So Humana, Caremark, IngenioRx, OptumRx, Cigna, Aetna. There's a bunch of other ones. Accessible Pharmacy. Most of your mail orders all participate with Script Talk. All Walmarts and Sam's Club participate. And if you go to one and they say they don't have it, that's because they do not get the equipment until they have a request from patient. We always recommend that people reach out to us and let us do all the work of getting them set up with their pharmacies, because we know who to contact and what to do to get it taken care of. So they both have device in-house, so they can even label emergency meds. Costco's participate. However, they use a central fill, so there is a 3 to 4 day delay in getting your prescriptions. HEB's participate, and they have device in-house, and they also get the device upon request if they don't have it yet. Hy-Vee participates, but they have a central fill as well, so there's a little bit of a delay getting medicines with them. Somebody has a hand up.
Dr. Okay. Carolyn Peters.
My retirement is with Aetna Medicare, and we use Express Script. Mm-hmm. I have written to them. I have spoken to them. So I need to talk to you.
Yeah, because a lot of times when you talk to them, you're talking to their call centers, which does not know anything. Unfortunately, that's sad to say. That's why we tell everybody to reach out to us, even if you have mail order, because we have direct contacts with certain people, which is in the actual pharmacy filling locations that we contact, where we can get you set up.
Okay, so it doesn't matter that I'm in Ohio. I can call you, or...
That is correct. You can just reach out to me. You can ask for me directly when you call, or any agent available if I'm not here can help you. But Express Scripts does participate, so we could definitely work on getting you set up. 800-890-1180.
All right. Thank you.
This is a great tool for people who need prescriptions from time to time, or maybe some of us have chronic illness so that we take prescriptions regularly. It is a very useful tool, and the service is free, so it doesn't cost any more than your medication does.
Definitely a safe way to manage your medications to make sure that you're taking everything properly. I can't tell you how many people got set up with the Script Talk Audible labels, and that they heard that they've been eating or drinking stuff that they should not have been eating and drinking while taking certain meds. So it's definitely helpful.
Particularly with prescription medication.
Yes.
There's a lot of information that comes with it. Sometimes if it's print, it looks like a little booklet stuck to the container. And that's telling you all the do's and don'ts. Yes, it's helpful to have that information.
Gloria Conway, raise your hand.
I just wanted to say I have been a user and an advocate of Script Talk for many years. And Script Talk goes out of their way to help the patient get set up with whatever pharmacy that they're using. I was living in a particular location. Script Talk got me set up with the local pharmacy that I used at that location. When I moved, I changed pharmacies. Script Talk went seamlessly and got my next pharmacy set up so that I could continue to get my medications the way that I've been getting them. It's a fabulous service. They'll work with any pharmacy.
Even if your pharmacy does not participate, we'll work hard behind the scenes to try to get them to participate.
Shelley?
We get phone calls every 6 months from Envision America as well to check how we're doing, if there's any problems with the pharmacy. And I've had to let them know a couple of times that, you know, our pharmacy was just getting kind of slack. And the pharmacy always kind of tunes right in. You've been a lot of help to us in South Carolina. Thanks.
It's definitely our pleasure. We definitely try to do everything we can. So we do, for the duration of you having the device on loan, we do follow up every 6 months. Because like she said, we want to make sure both your device is still properly working for you. But we also want to make sure that the pharmacy continues to do what they should be doing. As you heard, if they're not, we do reach out to those pharmacies. And we do make sure that they get back on hand and do what they're supposed to with those labels. Sandy?
I also use CVS Caremark. So could I download the Script Talk app even though I don't need the other device?
Absolutely. You can just do the Script Talk app. We can definitely help you get set up with Caremark. For some reason, if you don't type it in properly, something else will pop up and it won't work. So you want to make sure that you type in Script Talk Mobile, and it's one T. So just make sure there's just the one T, Script Talk Mobile. Download the app, and then you should be able to scan your prescriptions.
First of all, I want to thank you for stepping in at the last moment. I know that we had a little emergency, and you covered for Jenna. So I appreciate that, and we appreciate Envision America coming and sharing information with us.
Absolutely. It's definitely our pleasure. If y'all have any additional questions or concerns, just give me a call. Like I said, you can ask for me if you want to, or any agent that answers will be able to assist you as well, okay?
Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
With that, then, we'll see you tomorrow.